This is episode number 2039 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time once again for the
Who Cares News. Yeah.
Now, that was total impromptu, folks.
It was.
That was unplanned.
Jeopardy has a new host again. Host-ish.
Okay. Host-ish?
Well, yeah, because Mayim Bialik will fill in as a replacement for the recently resigned, quote unquote.
Yeah, because he quit.
Yeah.
They didn't fire him. He quit.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's what they said.
Well, of course.
That's what he said.
Saving face. He's still the executive producer.
I don't know why he's still on that show.
I don't know. But to save face, they're going to let him say he quit. Even though I think, because I called it, he'd be out.
He knows where the bodies are buried. I think that's the deal. Why would they keep him around? This has just been a big black eye, you know, for Sony.
Who knows how long he'll stay? I don't know. Anyway, he's out.
Mike Richards is out as the permanent...
Yes.
Host of the syndicated show. Mayim Bialik is going to guest host, or is she being named the permanent host?
Because
that's going to piss a bunch of people off if she is.
Why?
Because LeVar Burton, because Ken Jeffries, because there are other people.
Evidently.
Yeah.
And Mike Richards didn't want anyone to know this.
Oh.
Sony actually wanted Mayim Bialik.
Did they really?
More than him. However, he couldn't. I mean, she couldn't because she has another show that she does.
Yeah, she's got.
And it would conflict. Yeah. So, you know, she was already chosen to do the, you know, host the primetime spinoffs and specials for
the
game show.
Yeah. Which she's still probably going to do, I would imagine.
Yeah, so now she's scheduled to tape 3 weeks worth of programs, which is 15 episodes total.
Okay.
And because it's going to resume production this week.
Now, didn't you say last week that he had done like 4 episodes or...
He's done
a week's worth or whatever.
Something like that.
I wonder if they're going to air those.
Probably.
Yeah, but what do you do if they don't? I mean, you've got these contestants.
I think
you came on
to.
And they won the money.
Right.
And I mean, yeah.
It's like you got the money. What do you want?
I have to.
You want your 15 minutes too?
So I think the most, probably the best situation I cannot think today. The best situation for Jeopardy will be those first 4 episodes where he hosts. And those would be like the lost episodes. Like the Mike Richards, the lost episodes.
And they can
Jeopardy!
Stay lost. They can just stay lost because no one really cared for him anyway.
Now, Mayim Bialik, look, she's got the brains. That's
deal. For sure.
So
she does.
A couple of things. Brains.
Yes.
She's female. That's also big because there's not a lot of female game show hosts. Certainly
True.
Not of a game show of the stature of Jeopardy. And God bless Fanna White, but she's not the host of that show.
No, she's not.
She has a very, what is typically considered to be a
cushy job.
Female job.
She has a
television.
Cushy job.
It's cushy. She makes
tons of money. I don't
care
if you're male or female. She's got a cushy
anyway,
job.
Anyway, I digress. But good for Mayim Bialik. She's going to get, whatever, 3 weeks. And the prime time.
And then Sony will be announcing additional guest hosts for its current season. And then...
Oh, Sony. Just get this over with. Name somebody, for God's sake.
I know.
Seriously. Why
are we playing
this game?
Why do more guest hosts?
Why are we playing? I know,
Well, maybe because they have to now do negotiations with whoever they might
pick. Who's left?
Well, all the people that...
Everybody that wanted to host Jeopardy's
already... They can't just say, pick up the phone, you know, oh, Mike Richards is out. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, you want to be the host? Great, see you tomorrow.
LeVar Burton. I'm saying
LeVar
Burton.
But there would have to be contract and negotiations and blah, blah, blah.
They'll work on that.
So, Ben Affleck.
No.
He was snapped browsing engagement rings at the Century City, California Tiffany's.
Doesn't he have one left over?
I guess is she probably kept it.
Do you think she kept it?
Well, recycle.
He could go. Do what again?
Use the ring again.
Oh. She wanted me to do something over here again. What did I do? I didn't push the right button.
Can I borrow the ring?
Right.
To go get it cleaned.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then the knee.
Yeah.
I know we
and
did
then
this
give it
before.
Back to her.
And we just took a break. We were on a break.
I had kids, married somebody. You know,
married somebody
else.
I
had kids.
Went to rehab. We were on a break. He's looking at rings? Is that right, what we're
so
gonna...
he was at the Century City, California Tiffany's in the company of his mom, ooh, Sam, and his son, Samuel.
Really?
Now, that was on Monday, presumably for his on-again love, Jennifer Lopez.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, who else would it be for?
He needed an update on that.
Unless he's getting mama ring cleaning.
You know who is the first black woman to wear the Tiffany diamond?
I do not know that.
Your gal, Beyonce.
Beyonce, really? Wow.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are actually doing a love campaign for Tiffany. They're
How did I miss this?
They're going to market. They're going to do actual
I gave up on
ads
Beyonce
and video. And
yeah. I gave up on
but
her.
She wore this. She has this one where she's wearing a very Tiffany-esque black gown.
Ooh.
The back of it, not Audrey Hepburn at all.
Oh, really?
The front of it's very, had the updo. Has long gloves
really?
On.
Huh.
And she's wearing the Tiffany diamond.
Does she have the cigarette holder?
No.
That would
but
be
she's one of a very few women who have actually worn that Tiffany diamond. Anyway, you might remember that first Ben popped a question at J-Lo back in November 2002.
Oh, sure. I remember that.
Well, we all
of
remember
course,
that.
Of course I should
remember. It was the Ben for 1.0 days.
I don't remember the date.
Now, the couple decided to postpone their planned 2003 wedding, blaming excessive media attention.
See, that excessive media attention always is a precursor now. I know it was nuts. I know.
And they weren't kind to Jennifer back then.
No, they weren't. But my deal is that if they start saying that the relationship is on the rocks...
It's
on the rocks,
yeah.
And it was on
somebody's
the rocks.
Somebody's got some doubts and cold feet. Now, at that time, they were contemplating,
might have been his
which
cranking.
I didn't know this at the time, they were going to be hiring 3 separate decoy brides at 3 different locations.
For the wedding? That's crazy. Uh-huh.
Then they wrote, "We realized that something was awry."
Yeah, when you got to do that, something is awry.
Something is amok.
You know, they could have gotten, for a decoy, would have been Halle Berry. You know, back then.
No, I think she should have been wearing the Winston, the Tiffany diamond.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's call. Have that taken care of. She could show up in her MMA getup for her new movie coming out on Netflix called Bruised.
You okay over there?
No. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have yourself a good day. Bruised. Have a good day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.